Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
High up, suspended above the air in a tower that ought not to be there, are the dragon friends. Now inside that solitary palace of isolation that was raised from the very living ice itself by one Friezo, Friezofferson, a warlock who has traveled far and wide and it seems now even found some measure of mastery against life and death. Friezo, your memories have been taken from you, but clearly you were a busy boy. For two times now, you have died and the universe has tied itself in figurative knots to restore you to life, and you do not know why. All you know is that Bobby knew, and now Bobby is dead.
Jeremy, before you said you were going to try and kill me if I was useless to you, well, I'm feeling pretty useless right now. Do your worst. Free shot!
Do it.
I pull out my rapier.
Well, you said you were going to do it painfully, don't forget.
You did say you were going to do it incredibly painfully.
Incredibly, incredibly painfully.
I lower Friezo's pants.
Yes. What does his strongest look like?
You know that scam? Where, I don't know if you guys ever tried this in high school, where you get like a $10 note, and every time you get a $10 note, you cut a little bit off it and then sticky tape it back together. And then after about 100 $10 notes, you stick all the bits you've cut off together and then make a new $10 note.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You guys never did this in high school? Oh, sorry, we all went to high schools that had money. I'm just wondering if we cut up little bits of Friezo, like if we separate the chongus from his body, can we grow a second Friezo?
You're
from
not
the
a
cuttings?
Lizard.
He's a yeah. lizard.
I'm a lizard.
All right.
Yeah. I don't want that. Don't Friezo. Cut off the chongus.
No, I'm not going to cut off the chongus. This is purely in the interest of science. Science Officer Baston, if you'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
And I place the point of the rapier right on Friezo's neck, and I just lean in.
Dave, am I immortal? Dave, am I immortal? Dave, am I immortal?
Let's find out.
Are you gonna
Come
let?
On!
Are you going to let him do that?
Fuck it, yeah, I'll do it
with his rapier.
Wait, is your rapier magical? Is your rapier magical at all?
Do
just the normal regular rapier.
Can you
check
on
it as it's going through your throat?
Yes.
No. Just so I'm clear, you want him to use the rapier.
Do you have? Is your rapier magical, Simon?
I don't think so.
It is. It's a +2 rapier.
Oh, yeah. It's.
Do you have a non-magical one? Because he's gonna fuck me somehow. I know.
Wait, okay. How did you die? Okay. No, but didn't you just die?
Yes,
in
you
a
have
magical
actually.
Way?
You have a non-magical dagger.
What other ways? No. Just can't be.
You know what? Here. Come
you know
here.
What? Choke me. Choke me.
Choke him. Choke him.
I'll do you one better. Yes. And I put my jaws around his neck, and I just crunch.
Chomp.
You crunch.
I crunch. In fact, why don't I do a... I'll just do a regular crunch.
Yeah, I'll let it happen.
You go.
I'll do it slowly as well so that you can hear the windpipe crushing.
Everybody watches. Baston, it seems a little upset that you decided not to choke him.
In a way, I am.
Chomping is related to choking.
Give me your character sheet.
This didn't happen last time.
Okay.
What do you say before he chokes you?
Ucka sucka ding dong.
There you are.
Wait, did Ucka sucka ding dong save him?
It's impossible to say.
Waka Saka Ding Dong saves us all.
Okay, write that down. We've got to keep a diary of how you die. Waka Saka Ding Dong, jaw chomp.
He didn't say it last time.
It's all right, they're working on it.
All right.
Now, the diary is, of course, yours, and the letter is collected up from the floor. Frieza, you're back to full hit points, all your spells restored. You've been restored in perfect health. You are still shivering, half naked, having lost most of your clothes in the archive, but you are otherwise looking better for adventure than you normally do. Let's be honest.
Frieza.
Yes?
Can't help but notice you won't die.
Do you want to go?
Can you teach me?
I don't know that I know.
No, let's not. What did you do?
I honestly don't remember, Filch. But yeah, if you want to have a go.
Yeah, all right. For science.
For science.
All right. Well, I'm going to.
Are we going to keep doing experiments until we find a way to kill Frieza? And then, in the manner of small children, look and see what we've done?
That's science. Should I kill Frieza or should we keep moving?
I'll kill him once just for fun.
Okay.
Everyone gets a go.
Oh, I want to use my new lance gun. What's it called, Dave?
A spectral lance?
Yeah, spectral lance.
It's great.
What do they look like?
They actually look like hand lances. So they're infantry lances. But they've got sort of a crackling blue energy when you prime them.
Yeah.
And you point it at him and a ray of antimatter hits him in the chest.
Are you going to say fuck us like a ding dong or not?
Yeah, fuck us like a ding dong.
Great. Okay. Excellent. And you take 3d10 points of damage, which is 19, 20 points of damage. And it hurts. Like nothing that you've ever experienced.
Okay, and then I just keep punching him to death.
And then throwing the lance aside, Vilge beats you to death. For science.
But keep saying fuck a sucker ding dong.
Fuck a sucker ding dong. Fuck a sucker ding dong.
And Bastona's science officer is standing in the corner with a lab coat going,
Yeah.
Writing it all out.
All right. Eventually, your fists hit pavement as you work your way through his face, and the universe glitches.
Owie!
And Frieza is standing there again.
Okay, so I can't die then.
It's
How
here.
Was that, though?
It sucked. It was really painful.
Did it fuck a sucker ding?
Write that down.
Alright.
Punch to death plus lance, fuck a sucker ding dong.
Continue the experiment.
Alright, so now that we're here in the tower, we came here to kind of work out to solve what had happened, right? And to try and find Hyperion Max. So is there a control room at the tower that might have some sort of
communication? Only there were some sort of diary in this room.
No, the diary was full of code, except
just
for this letter.
Just code? Seriously?
Yeah. It's written in a code. Yeah.
I didn't get that, sorry.
Frieza wrote in a cipher that he obviously taught himself sometime in the 3 months that you were away that you do not know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But again, the manner of single open plan towers is that there's only one way to go, which is up, I suppose, unless you want to go down in the manner of an Easter Island statue.
Which is real, which somebody showed me a picture of an interval.
Thank you. What level of the tower are we on? Is this level one we're on?
You think you're about halfway up.
Okay, so let's go up, shall we?
Is there more stairs?
Yeah, the door has opened again. And as you make your way up, you soon find yourselves beyond this kind of meditation room into what seems to be a room full of kind of racks holding cloaks, clothing. You see a mannequin with a full baker's outfit. It's like a walk-in wardrobe.
You find
yourselves in a walk-in wardrobe.
It's a walk-up wardrobe.
I'm going to put on...
Well, actually, I was going to say, and in the center of the room, there is another one of those sort of glass tubes, like the pneumatic tubes from before, and on a pedestal in the center of it is another mannequin, and that mannequin is dressed in what look like incredibly expensive and powerful black velvet robes that seem to hum with energy, topped off by a pair of glinting mirror-lensed wireframe glasses and a plain white baker's hat.
So can I open the tube at all?
As soon as you touch the tube, it glides up into the air.
Excellent. All right, I'm going to do a... How can I know what the clothes are?
What, are you scared something's going to happen to you?
Can you roll for stunting looks?
If I investigate, do I recognize the clothes?
They just look like you've never seen them before and you didn't realize this, but they look like how you always imagined yourself to look.
All right, then. I will put on the clothes.
Okay, great.
You die!
Excellent. So you put on the robes. They also have there's a heavy amulet with a dull crystal on them that I presume you put on as well.
Yeah. I'll go the whole nine yards. I can't die.
Yeah, you can tell straight away that the amulet is magical. The robes are actually magical, and you can take +2 armor class for that. And the glasses are magical as well, although you haven't quite worked out how yet because you're not attuned to them.
Can he just like see things in the distance a bit more clearer than he could before?
The lenses are actually a Friso's prescription.
Is there prescription in this fantasy world? That's a shame.
I just
feel like poor guy who's an optometrist in this world.
Well, that's a good question for you. I mean, Friso always wore glasses, so...
Yeah. I guess there were fashion frames up until now.
He had headaches all the time. Maybe that's why he was so grumpy, and maybe Friso will start being nice.
What are you guys doing during this time?
I'm trying on everything.
I'm finding even shinier pants and putting them all on, stacked on top of each other.
You find a Mastercraft pair of sequined stripper pants that seem strangely familiar to you.
Is there anything that is familiar to me, Dave?
You see lots of clothing that seems similar to the stuff that Friso's been wearing, but more expensive. There's nothing filge-shaped or
sized. So this is like the greatest hits of Friso's outfits throughout the years? He's recreated?
Yes.
So, like, Clive Who's robes are in there?
Actually, the original Clive, somehow he has found them. And
Clive Who is there? Has he been brought back? Is he also immortal? Can we test that?
You tested that in season 3. He's very much not.
One.
What?
Season 1.
Season 1 was Clive Who?
Yeah, yeah.
I have no recollection of that.
We started dark and we kept that way.
So the clothes are around the walls of the room.
Yeah.
Can I just kind of run through the clothes? Because I used to love doing that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But also run my hand along the wall, like to make sure that there's any more wall or any secret holes or anything like that.
Okay, so you run your hand with your hands through the cloaks and you do a circuit. And soon you find actually hanging on one of the racks, you feel a clattering. And you stop and you look and you see what you thought was just actually a brocaded cinching sash, the types that Friso likes to wear around his waist, actually is lined with pockets, and those pockets are full of something.
I look at the pockets.
Okay, so you looking inside the pockets, you see small ivory carved miniatures of various different sort of animals and things you don't recognize.
And anything else in the pockets?
No, that's it.
Gum.
Okay.
I want some gum.
Oh, and some gum? I chew the gum.
All right, congratulations.
And how
write
many...
down minty.
I chew one of the miniatures.
Great. So how many of these little ivory things are there?
There's about 6.
And is ivory problematic in a magical world?
How does Filch feel about it?
Do we have elephants?
Well, you have tusks.
I have fangs, don't I? Oh, no, they're more tusks, aren't they?
It depends who's drawing you, to be honest.
People on the internet drawing you, you have.
do you lose the tusks when you're little? Like you lose your baby tusks?
Yeah, you get baby tusks.
Normally you would, but I think Phil kept
tusk
hers.
The tusk fairy comes.
Does anyone have any milk teeth still?
No. What?
Ben?
Not to derail.
Ben, no, because we are all grown up.
No, a friend of mine's got 4 milk teeth.
Oh, that guy from Stranger Things.
Well, he's a child.
Gaten Matarazzo. Yeah, one of them, he has all children's teeth in his mouth.
No, he grew them back between season 1 and 2. He's got a...
He's got 3 sets of teeth.
No, he's got a teeth disease.
No, he does.
Oh, yeah, he's a shark.
Okay, who has whose teeth?
What were we talking about?
The ivory miniatures. I do an arcana check, Dave, on the ivory miniatures.
No, you don't have proficiency, so go ahead and roll for me.
Okay.
That's
it. Can I do something else?
Roll it. Use the dice. 12.
Plus my wisdom.
Impossible. They seem like worthless non-magical trinkets.
Can I tap them and then tap my own teeth, fangs, tusks, and see if they sound the same?
Yeah, they seem to be made of sort of similar material.
Mm. Put one in my mouth and give it a suck.
Yep.
What does it taste like?
Minty fresh, strangely. Impossible to know if that was just your mouth.
I just pocket them then. I'll decide to do something with them later.
Okay, so you pull them out of the sash and you start pocketing them.
Yeah, and I wear the sash around my head.
That's nice.
I haven't had a new look for a while.
All right, congratulations. So
is there anything else in the room? It's just outfits.
Other than that, those pockets that Filge found.
Is there a spell book or something that I can maybe...
No, there's no spell book here.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go up then.
Jeremy? I'm just going to do an investigation check.
I forget about
that.
That's
a six.
That's a six. You don't find anything.
Okay.
Give him something.
I've actually pocketed the diary when we left the room, even though we can't read it.
Yep.
I've taken it with me.
Excellent. And you want me to give him something?
You notice that you are hungry. You know when sometimes that just creeps up on you and you're like, yeah. Oh, I'm hungry.
Is that the result of an investigation check?
Yeah. You're looking around and you go, oh. Yeah.
Can anyone do an investigation check?
I mean, this is getting pretty philosophical.
Because I did an investigation just then, but I didn't do an investigation
No,
check.
But you just sort of, you touched all the clothes and that was enough.
Yeah, all right.
Meanwhile, I have found a necklace that says Hell's Elves and I'm now wearing it.
Very nice, I'm going to allow it. So the stairs continue upwards and as I said, other than this crystal necklace, the eyeglasses and the robes, Friezo, there's nothing else really that you find.
All right, let's go up another level then.
Okay, so you make your way further up the stairs and soon you find yourselves at another door.
Bust it open? Does it have a code or something? Or
it seems to be locked.
Uh-huh.
And actually scrawled again in Frieza's handwriting, you see the words keep out.
I can jump kick it again.
All right, give it a go. Baston, fly kick the door.
I'm going to fly kick the door. What do I need, Dave?
Baston, who you had not noticed, but during the period had taken off his pants and is now sporting devilishly short shorts, flexes, stretches, cracks his neck twice, once in each way, and then does a powerful roundhouse kick. The door shutters but doesn't open. Friezo, you're about to say something when Baston holds up a finger, and in the silence you hear three tumblers click, and then the door... swings open. Eden is going to be so upset.
It's rules. So what do I see in this room as we head in? I'll walk in first.
You're going in first?
Yeah.
Okay, you make your way into the room and it seems dark, but you can see workbenches, some kind of huge figure draped in cloth in the far distance of the room, and there seems to be shelving and benches and tables all around the room.
And there's also another portrait, and Chunkerson's there.
Chunkerson!
And he's like...
These are all portraits of Friezo's heroic endeavours, so what is this a portrait of?
This is a portrait of Friezo hosting a popular home renovation program in America while raising three boys with a wise next door neighbor on public access television, I believe.
No, ABC or something.
And Chunkerson turns to face you.
Just noticed I wouldn't be very good at my job if I didn't notice someone just fly kicked the door open. Is that okay?
That was me.
Right. Do you want me to vaporize him or?
Chunkerson, do you know if everyone's immortal in this room?
I don't really. That's not my cuppa.
Chunkerson sounds a lot like Lodgins.
Yep.
Chunkerson Hunkerson, you don't want to be vaporizing me.
Well, no, I don't really want to be vaporizing anybody. Every moment of my life is conflict. I was brought into being by a sort of mad semi-god, so it's not really about what I want.
What do you want?
Oh, well, if you'd ask me, I just sort of want to go off and run a little bookshop.
Question.
A hook shop?
A bookshop. What would a hook shop be?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you'd go to a fishing town and they'd be like, you'd be selling little...
Do you know what? That's probably number two.
Bookshop, hook shop.
Maybe books and hooks? Chonkerson's books and hooks. And his eyes kind of light up. And he's like, I can see it now. Get real in a good book. That's what it'd say on the painted sign.
Hey, Chonkerson, what's your favourite chess piece?
Oh, goodness. Oh, I don't know. I like the way that the little horse looks. Why?
No, never mind.
nobody tell them, but later tonight, Ben, you're going to be lying in bed and you're going to kick yourself.
Set him up, leave him there.
Rook!
Ben's head just going king, queen, bishop.
Check
pawn.
And then it went battleship, iron.
Scotty Dog.
Now the room is still quite dark, Doggy. So it's difficult to see anything except the portrait of Chunkerson that's right there.
Hey, can I cast invocations about my spellbook?
Cantrips
and stuff.
Yeah.
I'll cast light.
All right, you cast light, and the room blossoms into light, and you can see it for the first time. And it is a workshop. There are low benches. I can actually see like a crystal ball sitting in a sconce on a tripod. There is
crystal ball to the crystal ball.
Okay.
Can you keep saying what Friezo's eyes saw, even though he interrupted you?
Well, no, I can't because, you see, only Friezo's in the room. So, Friezo, you walk towards the crystal ball.
You guys can come in. I found a ball. I put my hand on the ball.
Ooh. Okay.
Make for me a dexterity saving throw, DC 18.
Doesn't matter what I got. I'm immortal.
Okay, you are electrocuted and die.
Doesn't matter. I'm immortal. Bring me back. This rules.
I hate this. This was a terrible idea.
Friezo, though, Hing, have you considered whether or not this is an immortality thing or if it's like a prestige situation?
Oh, Friezo's in a box under the tower.
Like I said, if you cut off my chongas, you can grow another one from there.
That's not the plot of the prestige.
My understanding of the mechanics of the prestige chambers was that every night the magician cut off his dick and then grew it overnight in a tank of fluid.
And Michael Caine said, I knew a man who lost his dick at sea. He said it was not going home.
Chunkerson looks at you and he goes, yeah, that's a good trick. The orb trap. Put something glittering in the workshop, like flies to honey. You're not the first people who've tried to break in here.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, yeah, some of the most rare books in all the 9 known worlds. As Mr. Frizzofferson will tell you, he scoured all the planes and brought back some of the rarest and most powerful books. Of course, people are going to come in here and want a bit of a sticky beak. I wish that my books and hook shops was this popular, you know? I'm looking for investors, actually, now that I think about it.
Chunkerson, show us some security footage of the people trying to break in and see if we can identify them at all.
Yeah, all right. And suddenly the portrait turns into a kind of grainy security footage.
On screen.
Now, okay, this is from a couple of months ago. I think, this is two adventurers, one of them by the name of Ravenpuss, the other one unidentified. As you can see, they're coming up. They've passed through the swarm, which is quite good. And you see them go through the swarm, and not unlike how you did.
Sidestep the pneumatic tube. That was clever.
Yep, very clever.
How'd they get around that without
gaseous form spell? Just vaped right through.
Yep, but check it out. Bing, bang, bong. Goes straight for the globe. I mean, for the orb.
Every single time.
And then they go, yep, he got orbed. And you see them electrocuted.
Do we recognize any of the other people as we flick the people?
So these are just, what he was showing you then was two rogues. And he was like, there are plenty of adventurers, most from the Bluffs of Chance, who've come here trying to reclaim stolen magical property.
If we cast light down on the floor, are there just skeletons everywhere?
There are actually, particularly around the orb now that you notice, there are like shadows burnt into the tiles.
Oh, like Pompeii.
And also like there's a wall, and on the wall there's a golden statue that also has a lot of these orbs, and then there's just like a dead person on the ground with a portcullis through them.
I said like Pompeii, and I'm getting a lot of weird looks on the table.
It's not how pyroclastic flows work.
Oh my god, now you've done it.
What do you mean?
No, we're not doing this.
No. It's true. Balfour only agrees to do the show if we let her have a rant about pyroclastic clouds.
No, but don't you get blah, on a wall?
I think you're thinking of nuclear things.
Yeah.
I thought there were shadows of people.
You're thinking of what the dragon does to you in Shrek.
Interesting.
Once again, you're thinking about what the dragon does to you in Shrek.
I love that movie so much.
The rest of you make your way into the room.
Oh, I want to check out these books.
Nobody touch the orb. Except for you, Jeremy. Go nuts. No, don't.
I flip him a long, scaly bird.
Jared, let's check out all these books. So this is like the Frieza's equivalent of the British Museum.
Incredibly powerful. They're incredibly powerful spell books.
All stolen.
One of them you recognize, two of them you recognize from the memory from the House Eternal. And there are a lot of similarly sized books that presumably came from the same place. It seems that these are books that have been filched far and wide.
And one of them is just The Firm by John Grisham.
It
looks like a normal book too. It's not bound, it's just a...
Any Tom Clancy stuff in there?
Yes, there's Rainbow Six.
There's a very worn copy of The Game.
Yeah.
Canon.
That is canon, because I think in like
season two,
you were a pickup artist.
Frieza tried to neg the vampire, like the
witch. Very complicated politics. And I don't mean your character.
That's fair.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So there are spell books everywhere, and there seems to be like spell books for incredibly powerful magic users.
Is my spell book here at all?
Yes, you find your spell book.
Shotgun.
Okay.
How much easier would this world be?
Congratulations,
if
you get 2 level 3 spells, 4 level 2 spells, and some level 1 spells.
But I know all my old spells in my, you know? So got my old. Yep, cool.
Why do you get some new spells?
Your spell book anymore. You're a Hexblade.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the point of Dr. Dave taking my spell book.
No, you just never asked.
Okay.
You're a Hexblade, which means that your magical sword. And by the way, there was a magical sword with the outfit that you found.
So I don't need the book. I need the sword now.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Very different.
Jeremy can do magic. Could he do? If he gets these spells from these books, can he do some of these spells?
You know bardic magic. So there is a tome of bardic magic. By Squeedle the Bard, and it's a, that's right.
Fucking deep cut Potter nerd, fuck me.
So you find a book that is a collection of some of the most powerful bardic magic from the 9 known worlds.
All right, I'll pocket that.
Oh, are there any new spells for old Fuji?
There is a copy of John Grisham's The Firm.
What spell do I learn from it?
Okay.
Lawyer.
Ooh.
Oh, handy.
So Filch copy, wait, yeah.
Just is it the movie tie-in cover? Or
yeah,
is
it's the movie tie-in cover. Right. It's got that Tom Cruise's face and then he's running through his own face.
Perfect, thank you.
How do I know that? I can picture it so clearly.
I reckon you know that, but you've never read it.
Definitely.
And so the other thing, as I said, at the far end of the room, covered in black cloth, there is also the huge form.
Ooh,
pull,
go have a look.
Off that cloth.
Frieza, you do it.
I will.
You're expendable now.
Fuck a second ding dong. Rip off that cloth. What's beneath the cloth, Dave?
Okay, as you pull the cloth away, you see a huge ornate archway that has been made in impeccable marble slabs. There is a huge sign, in embroidered letters above it that says, "Abandon all hope, ye who enter."
Ooh.
And it is built into the side of the room. It recesses about 12 inches and then hits the wall of the tower.
So I reckon if we turn that on, maybe that's a portal back to the archivists. And that's how I've been getting in and out of there to steal all these bookies.
Oh,
Does it have an on switch or something?
An on switch?
Does it have a fantasy on switch?
Is it plugged into a wall?
Does it have a fantasy plug?
There is a... Okay. I hate that I'm going to say this. Make an arcana check.
Woo! That's 18 plus 5 is 23.
All right. You get the sense that there's a bevel inside the fresco, and it seems to be wanting to hold something.
So put the orb in the bevel. Orb in the bevel.
It electrocutes you to death.
All right. But after I come back...
Quick question. What orb?
The one
crystal
in the
ball. Look at the...
Oh, no. You touch the crystal orb. Make a dexterity saving throw.
What do I need to beat to not...
22.
Doesn't matter.
You die again.
All right. I got 19 that time.
So is everyone just sort of standing around awkwardly while they wait for him to come
back?
How
long did it take? Like, how many minutes or seconds does it take for Friezo to come back?
Oh, about, I'd say, 18 seconds.
Baston is just, with every one of Friezo's death, it satiates something very primal within him.
Right.
So he wails and, like...
sexually.
Oh!
It's just awakened something. How does Baston feel about these new awakenings?
Extremely hard.
Ah.
Okay. The room is...
Cannon!
The room starts to smell, it has to be said, like...
smell?
Frying warlock. Right. And... But you get up again, having suffered immeasurable pain.
But did the orb come out of...
No, the orb was affixed to the tripod.
Try it again.
Right. Friezo, do you send...
Do it, please.
Do you
do
go
it again.
Anywhere? Like, do you... Is there any way of tracking... What happens when you die? Like
every time you die, remember the world sort of glitches. For
and,
a
what,
glitches.
And what do you see, Friezo?
Yeah, what does Friezo see? What does
I
he
think
experience?
Everything just goes dark.
No, the world looks kind of ghostly. And actually, one thing you do see in that moment when you hit the orb this time, which is that where the archway is, you suddenly see white marble flagstones leading through a portal into a pristine, beautiful world that seems incredibly familiar. It seems like home to you.
Ooh.
And then the world glitches and you come back to life.
So I think I need to... When I die, I can see a world through that portal there. So I think if I die and I can't move when I'm dead. I can't die and then run through.
You probably wouldn't get there in time.
Okay.
What if he crossed through the portal and then died?
Yeah, can we move the orb closer to the portal?
Are you trying to pick up the orb?
No, but there's other ways to
kill. Alright. One.
There is more than one way to kill yourself as well.
Alright.
Alright, you zap yourself to death. Sorry. I guess what you're saying is every time you die, you're going to just drag the tripod a little bit further.
Yeah, I mean.
Because you'd have to die like 30 times, and God knows what that would do to your mind.
All right, hang on.
Can Friezo 13, find out what happens if he tries to pick up the orb?
Are these
dice?
Are you just dying right now? Stop rolling the dice. That
one's a nat 20. So what happened there?
Dave,
is he seeing new information each time he dies?
Each time he comes back.
Yep.
Is there any toll taken on him at all? Like mental.
I feel
like
fine.
More mental damage could
he seems
happen?
To
like
be
psychic damage or
yeah,
anything
he
like
seems
that?
To be wild. He's died 8 times in the room, and every time he gets up, he grabs the tripod, screams in pain, pulls it slightly towards him, even as he dies and becomes translucent, it jerks a few more inches, and then he snaps back to life and walks back to the tripod.
Don't help me, I can do it myself.
I feel like we need to try some sort of like
4, 4, 2.
How many times are you doing this? Like some sort of mortal version of like edging, like getting close.
Alex Lee, that is the second edging reference you've made on this podcast.
I can speak to that.
Okay, so you're just going to... guys are just going to let him do this?
Yes.
All right, cut that out. It's upsetting all of us.
It's not
upsetting me.
You've made it about halfway to the archway.
All right.
It would probably take... I will say that you've done this for about 20 minutes now. Everyone's had a short rest. And
Jeremy's just looking at that book that he picked up.
Inside the hour, you could probably get it there.
But
you have also died 22 times in the last day.
Okay.
Is he always like this?
Usually don't die as much, but basically is mad. Should we try and go through the portal?
Can we try and turn it off? So what's that? Can I see anything in the room that is the same shape as the bevel?
Well, every time you pull the orb closer, because it's getting closer, you're seeing fractionally more glimpses of this place. And as I said, it seems to call to you like a kind of home. But that might be misleading, because I'm not talking about the Friezo that became the twisted, disgusting, malformed, unfortunate, wretched creature that we all know and despise. I'm talking about, like, from something younger and pure inside you. There's something deep inside your blood or your childhood. There is something that gives you great peace. You get the sense that there is peace at last beyond this door.
Oh, no. Peace means death. I know how this works. Mm. And I don't want to die. Yeah.
You've done it 22 times. You got lots of practice, buddy.
No, but I reckon there's going to be something where, like, I put the thing in the thing and then it's like, finally you're dead. Ah, sucked in, you know? What else is being worked on in the workshop? So this is obviously a contraption I've made in the workshop, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of this are contraptions that you've made. There is a whole workbench of sort of strange, some magical items laid out. There is what seems to be a kind of array of like drift globes and sort of techno-magical parts, like a spine leading up one of the walls in the corner. And as I said, there are these paintings lying about and there are these bookcases.
Is there any way for us to... We came here to find Hyperion Max. So is there any tracking? Is there any communication device? Is there anything here where we can find him? Is there any...
Do we
have like his Skype number?
Is there any technology here that we can use to contact him or something?
Well, maybe, Jeremy, should you do an investigation check? To see if there's anything you recognise? That's a nine.
As I said, there are these magic items on the desk. There is the books. There's this kind of strange magical device along the wall, and there's the archway, and there's the orb.
Oh, what's the device on the wall?
The spine?
Yes, yeah, so I said this
a
kind
human
of,
spine.
No, it looks like this kind of there are sort of blue ley lines of energy crisscrossing into a series of crystals, and it leads up to what looks like a kind of miniature unblinking eye that's looking over the room.
Oh, all right. Let me look at one of the magic items on the table.
ADT, I swear.
No, because I was just thinking if I've got to go up into the eye, but these are weapons, I was going to use them when I go up there to fight off anything.
There's a couple of items on the table. There looks like one of them that you would recognize as an immovable rod. There's a couple of other magic items that you don't recognize. And
Jeremy does not care for immovable rods.
All right.
And also on the floor, there's a small discarded metal orb that's open that looks like it was once sort of powerful, but it's just sort of lying in the dust.
Is it the same shape as the bevel?
No, it's not. It's a similar shape, but it wouldn't fit.
Okay. So none of these magical items look like they fit into the archway?
No.
All right. So maybe the eye... Does the eye look like it's the same shape as the archway?
Close.
So the eye might fit into the bevel?
But it's built into the wall.
The eye's built into the wall?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's go look at that eye then.
Cool.
Can we ask Chunkerson? Hey, Chunkerson!
What's with the eye, Chunkerson?
Is that your eye?
What?
Is that your eye?
What's the eye?
It's called the Eye of Bauron, legally distinct from the Eye of Sauron.
No, that captures everything that takes place in the laboratory. Good bit of kit, that, tell you what.
Oh, is this the laboratory?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Can I download the
on screen.
All right, there's
and he clicks it and he goes and looks at you in the portrait again. Remember, it turned into security footage. It does that again, and now you can see a bird's eye view of the room and yourselves talking to the portrait.
Okay.
Rewind.
And it rewinds a little bit, and now
enhance.
The room is empty, and now the room gets pretty. And then he shows. Oh, no, I can go all around. See, and he shows you the wardrobe, and then he shows you the hangar room, and he shows you the methods taking off.
Show us the most relevant thing.
show me when I was making that archway.
Okay.
All right. And he spins back, spools back.
Do we see people being like
killed like
being,
and whatnot.
Being like brought back to life from Shrek-like fire.
Yes,
and, like,
yeah,
you see one or two of those. Yeah,
you see,
yeah.
You definitely see a couple of people die hideous deaths. You had to rewind uncomfortably past a lot of Friezo killing himself.
Oh, can you like clip that bit out for my showreel?
And eventually it sort of rewinds until suddenly you see a figure of Friezo in front of the archway. And then the image stops.
Is there sound?
There is. And you can see Friezo pacing back and forth in front of the archway. All with right. a spellbook
so
in his
it.
Hands and every now and then sort of tracing sigils in front of it. And every time as he does this, as he traces them in the air, these sigils become real and manifest in the stones. He's carving it with magic out of the rock itself.
Okay.
And as you watch, suddenly you hear noise at the door behind him, although Friezo is so lost in thought that he doesn't seem to notice, as the door swings open and you see three figures enter, a halfling, an orc, and a warlock.
All right, Chunkerson, pause it there. Everyone else, get out of the room for a second.
No.
I'm worried it's a trap and it could kill you all. Deception check. That's an 8 plus 7 is 15.
You get the sense that he might not be on the level.
15's pretty good.
That's like the sense I have around him all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sit down.
On the floor?
Yeah. Like I'm watching the TV. Like, I've settled in.
Are you holding your legs like that?
Yep.
Yeah.
I just lock eyes with him and I just sort of like turn my finger around. Like, come on, let's get this show on the road.
I attempt to lean very sexily against the wall, but there isn't one there, and I stumble and then just sort of cross my arms and nod. Play! Chunkerson, play.
Well, it's up to you, Friezo. You're controlling the
Yeah, project. I only take orders from Friezo.
Well, I might take your name back then.
No, I've already got the business cards made for my bookshop.
All right, look, before we watch
And he
this,
indicates that you realize that one of the magic items you couldn't recognize is a business card manufacturer that is spitting out little cards that say Chunkerson Professional Portrait.
Books and hooks.
All right, guys, just I want you to know before we watch this, I imagine what this is you're like, well, not you, Jeremy. Sorry, you, this doesn't involve you, but you're allowed to hang out. But Filch, Bestone, imagine what this is going to show is you guys dragging me out here, and you're going to probably see something that's real upsetting. But I want you to know
how is this different from anything involving you?
Sure, good point. I just want you guys to know that over the last couple of months, having lost my memories and traveling through these nine known worlds with you, I feel like I've become closer to you guys in a way that maybe I wasn't in seasons 1 through 3. Yeah. And so
see,
the person you're about to see might do something or say something that might change the way you feel about him. I just want you to know I'm different now. I'm immortal. You can't hurt me anyway. Play the tape.
All right.
I just felt like I was just about to break up with someone and they got in quick and broke up with me first. Friezo.
All right. Now, I have for Ooh. Each of Ooh. You the right. recording scripts. This is what you see through the portrait. Take a second to have a little look
right.
at them.
So who's doing the stage directions?
You can do them, man.
You went to NIDA, you do them.
Do it in an acting voice, though, Dave.
Oh, fuck you all so much.
Do it as Brian Blessed.
Friezo in a flurry of act. Don't shake your head at me.
Friezo, do it. Come on. Really put your back into it.
Just do it normal, Dave.
Yeah, do it Dave style.
Sorry.
Friezo is lost in his thoughts in a flurry of activity in his lab, pacing in front of a magical arch, deep in thought, spellbook in his hand as he carves sigils and runes with his fingers into the living rock itself. The door behind him quietly opens and in walks Filge Baston and Bobby Pancakes.
He hears
a voice from behind him.
I sent you so many letters, Friezo. Letters, Friezo. Jesus.
Do you want to take it again.
I sent you so many letters, Friezo.
Friezo turns around and Bobby is standing in the doorway flanked by Baston and Filge.
You shouldn't have come here.
Hi, Friezo. Nice place. I like the place as well.
This is your last chance, Friezo. Stop this madness.
So you told them?
You left me no choice.
Becoming a god? Really, man? Come on.
You know what? All of you can fuck off. I'm finally looking out for old Friezo.
I was worried you'd say that.
Bobby takes a small device out of his pocket.
Which you recognize as the device from the floor.
I can't stop you now. There's not enough time. You're too powerful to contain and too close to your goal. I can buy Max some time, though.
He presses a button on the top of it and it begins to light up.
Wait, what'd that do? This was not discussed.
We're going to the Charcoal Bazaar, Friezo.
You can't stop this, Bobby. I can't even die. The portal is my ticket out of here to the realm of gods and my birthright. Look me up. I'll escape. Lock me up. Lock me up. I'll escape. Strike me down. I'll rise again. I can't let you sidetrack me, not after what I've learnt.
I don't think you're going to remember any of what you've learnt. None of us will. It's all up to Max now.
And Bobby throws the device on the ground and it spins and flips open as a giant chest pops out and hovers above it. From your scabbards and holsters, your weapons rise gently and then slam into the box, which snaps shut and winks out of existence. There's a flash of blinding light and the four of you stand in the middle of the room, frozen. The braces on your hands blink three times and then all of you vanish, leaving nothing.
So we're back in normal.
There is a moment of tension, yeah, in the room. Well, you've all seen that. Now the image is only showing an empty room and Jeremy grabs the device.
Chunkerson's like, and that's the video.
Well, it was very good. I was most entertained.
That was the last I saw.
Who shot that? It was
sorry?
Nice. Who shot that? It was
Eyeball.
Nice. Oh.
Yeah, Eyeball. He does good work.
That's cool. Good.
So Eyeball do everything? Or
he's got good cinematography.
So work with a
shooter editor.
Oh, yes, Jeremy?
I believe what I have here is a small amount of security. We may not be able to kill you, but it seems to me that we can take you back where you started.
And as he says that, he clicks it with his hand and it snaps whole again. And now he's holding just a orb once again.
Oh, no.
Are we going to... Do we have to go back to the Charcoal Bazaar just like we already did?
Fuck, it's going to be just like a Beckett play.
Oh, but how... Okay, how are we going to do... If we do this...
Yeah? Sorry.
If we do this, how are we going to keep our memories?
I'm not saying we have to go, but I have this up my sleeve, Friezo.
All right, well, what do you want? Do you want to have another crack at killing me? Do you want to choke me?
And as Scaleson holds the orb, a chill silence settles on the room, for what has seen cannot be unseen. Friezo, you have been attempting something in this laboratory, and what you are trying to achieve is impossible to say, but it seems that it involves power beyond what one would argue you should be trusted with. I don't mean that personally. It's just like a feeling I'm getting after having played this game with you for 4 years. Can the dragon friend stop you in your tracks? What can you do with a man who is now immortal with a singular purpose to find out what happens next? Tune in to the next episode of Dragon Friends. Thank you. Whoa. Whoa.
Fuck a sucker ding dong indeed.
Fuck a
sucker ding dong.
Fuck a sucker ding dong. Yikes.
The Dragon Friends are Alex Lee, Michael Hing, Eden Lacey, and Simon Greiner, and are DM'd by me, Dave Harmon, with NPC voices by the Child of a Thousand Voices, Ben Jenkins. Our guest this week was Emma Balfour, who was a real good sport. Shakira Khan designs our website. The podcast is mixed by Beth McMullen and recorded live at Giant Dwarf Theatre with music by Dan and Liam Scarrett. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.